The African-American community has been hit much harder than the white community by the coronavirus pandemic. Experts say much of this is due to underlying health conditions while employed in essential service jobs, as well as insufficient or misinformation about the disease. Freeman Williams is president of the Newark branch of the NAACP, as well as first vice president of the state organization in Delaware. And we turn to the mood within the African-American community.
This is a situation that we've never faced as a country, and also the black community hasn't faced that. So we're just trying to maintain a level of safety and maintain a level of information so that the members of the community can access testing opportunities and can make good decisions about wearing masks, having gloves, honoring the spatial distance requirements that are appropriate, and just making sure that the black community takes the virus in a serious manner, and that the black community does not become comfortable and underestimate the devastation that the coronavirus place on any group of people.
Do you think they could be deceived by the idea that a lot of states have talked about opening up and easing restrictions? Obviously, Delaware has not done that yet, but they might say, for instance, look at those easing of restrictions and saying, well, maybe I can return partly to the way life was.
That is a challenge that the black community, and actually for that matter, all communities, cannot come lax and move away from the practices that the medical experts have stated and reemphasized that we must follow.
Have you known anybody yet who has contracted the virus at all, or what's your personal experience with any of that, if any?
Like many people in our state and our country, many of us have experienced individuals that have been impacted by the virus, and from a personal level, I'm no different, and I have people that I've known for years, people I've worked with. The virus really does not discriminate. It's a very, very insidious virus that really touches each and every one of us. And I think that just reinforces that we need to be vigilant, and we need to make sure that we cannot afford to let our guard down.
Is there any individual that struck you in terms of how this impacts you and obviously the people around them?
Every individual and every individual family that's impacted. It's a devastating experience. It's a devastating story. It's just a horrible experience for any family or any individual to have to experience. And it's just sad. And it just reinforces the need for us to follow the right procedures.
Finally, do you think that you're losing some leaders because of this?
I really look at that question differently. I think that any individual that's taken from us is a loss. I would not really feel comfortable in making a judgment on one individual's importance over another, because I think at the end of the day, when we lose any member of any community, it's a loss, and it's a significant loss, and one that will have impact on their individual families and their immediate community, and really will just reinforce the devastation of the situation.
Freeman Williams is president of the Newark branch of the NAACP, as well as first vice president of the state organization in Delaware. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.